Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. Barbara is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She is an attorney, a tax expert, and she doesn't practice law anymore. She's a recovering attorney in that way, but she is God's gift to small business tax help. I can tell you that right now. She's the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes, several of those publications, including the J.K. Lasser Small Business Taxes, and the one that's out now is 2019, and 20 is probably in the hopper, and I don't know what we do without her. Barbara, welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much. I love the intro.
Well, you know how we feel about you around here, and don't forget, folks, her daily, you can go to BarbaraWeltman.com and get her daily tip, and it's awesome.
Big ideas for small business.
There it is. There it is. It's awesome, folks.
So you big ideas for smallbusiness.com and sign up for my idea.
It's free, right?
It certainly is.
Yeah,
it's free. It's short. It's actionable.
Yep, all that stuff. So check it out, folks. She's a big help to small businesses and has been now for a long time. We got her right out of elementary school. Hey, Barbara, one of the things that we're going to talk about today is the fact that October is disaster preparedness month. And I've been doing a lot of reporting recently with people on the, in fact, yesterday I did a couple of segments with a cybersecurity expert on the potential for our grid being in peril. That, you know, we got all kinds of bad guys out there that would like to shut us down. And I mean, I've asked them and they've told me it's not hyperbole for me to say we are in World War III. But it's not an ordnance war. It's not a bombs and bullets war. It's a data war. It's a digital war, and they're telling me that we're in that, and the U.S. is not necessarily winning. What do you think? This is all part of the preparedness month thing, isn't it? It's not just tornadoes and floods.
Well, you're so right, Jim. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and small businesses are disproportionately attacked and should recognize that. And unfortunately, many small businesses don't do everything that they can to be prepared. In fact, they don't necessarily respond appropriately when they are attacked.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's so many levels here on what to do, but you got to do it, because if you don't do it, not only do you expose your data and your confidential information and all of that, but you're at risk legally and financially, mm-hmm, to customers and employees when their information is compromised. So you really have no choice but to put this as a priority in terms of getting prepared.
There was a time, Barbara, when the bad guys spent all their strategic time on the big companies, until they started tightening things up, and they would only come after us on a mass, a robot kind of a way. They'd go after millions of us overnight to see if three or four of us would you know, they could ping one, three or four of us. But now they're being more strategic down market, because they figured this out, Barbara, something you and I've known for a long time. More and more small businesses are strategic integrated partners with bigger companies. And we're directly connected to their networks because we're serving them. We're even serving their customers sometimes. And they figured out that if they can identify small companies that are associated with these bigger companies, they can do what you said, come down market, come in our back door, and come get in the back door of the bigger companies through us, through small businesses. You're right. We have got to do this. It's not just because it's the right thing to do. It could shut us down. If the word gets out that we allowed a cyber bad guy to get into one of our customers, I think you're out of business at that point. What do you think?
Well, from someone who experienced an attack this past year, not in terms of my data, but just in terms of hacking on my website and issues in dealing with that, I can tell you how disruptive it is. You can't conduct business. You're focused entirely on addressing the immediate crisis.
Right.
And so you want to try to avoid that to the extent that you can. And nothing is 100%, but there's certainly a lot you can do.
You got to do the passwords, the proper passwords. You got to do the physical firewalls, the digital firewalls. You got to make sure your people understand about phishing, about
the biggest thing.
The email scam.
The biggest thing is educating your employees.
You got to do training,
because
folks.
Training, because most of the attacks, the majority come through from internally, email.
That's
through
right.
your employees.
And the bad guys are getting really good at making email offers look like they're the real thing. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.